Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies a bright day. Enjoy the warmth, wherever you are. Here are today's headlines. First, war overshadows BRICS Forum, bringing together Iran and UAE in India, as Tehran urges hosts to condemn U.S.-Israeli strikes. That's from the Times of Israel, just in. Also, the IDF has hit over 40 Hezbollah terror sites in southern Lebanon, dismantling rocket launchers and eliminating terrorists. This news comes from JNS earlier today. Also this hour, Hezbollah has launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border. I-24 News reported this in the past hour. Separately, an Israeli report on systematic sexual violence during the October 7 Hamas-led attacks seeks to shift debate from denial to accountability. Forward shared this earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu stated on 60 Minutes that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran conflict. This was covered by JTA in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. The real-time missile alert tracker, IL Red Alert, reported just minutes ago that Lebanese outlet Al Mayadeen claims four were killed in two strikes on vehicles in Jiye. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, noted that the IDF struck Burj al-Shamali near Tyre after issuing an evacuation alert. This detail came in recently. President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, expressed excitement about the massive turnout at the President's Conference for a shared Israeli future. He highlighted the call for mutual respect and dialogue. Now for more on those stories, starting with the BRICS Forum in India, the Times of Israel notes that the event is overshadowed by tensions. Iran is urging the forum to build consensus against U.S.-Israeli actions. This comes amid Tehran's own attacks on the Emirates, complicating regional dynamics. Turning to the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, JNS reports that the military targeted over 40 Hezbollah sites. They also dismantled several rocket launchers. This strike follows recent tensions on Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Hezbollah's drone swarm attack on Israel. This is the largest of its kind, escalating the conflict further. The attack increases concerns over security in Israel's northern regions. In earlier reporting, The Forward discusses an Israeli report on sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. It aims to shift the conversation towards accountability. This report could influence international perceptions and calls for justice. Finally, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes emphasize separating the conflict with Hezbollah from broader tensions with Iran. JTA indicates this may affect strategic alliances and diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reveals that insurance companies are abandoning businesses in Israel's north due to protection threats. This raises concerns over economic stability in the region. Separately, CTEC reports a growing number of Israeli startups in New York. The trend is on the rise, signaling a strong entrepreneurial spirit despite regional challenges. And finally, Globes notes the strengthening shekel nearing a key threshold against the dollar. Calls are growing for the Bank of Israel to intervene, reflecting economic pressures. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.